Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The government is aiming to tag all cattle by the end of the year. Hear more in today's program and later, or Proverb of the Day and Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Get in the habit of setting time limits for tasks. For instance, reading and answering emails can consume your whole day if you let it. Instead, set a limit of 1 hour each day for this task and stick to it. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Earlier this year, Agriculture Minister Roger Clark announced that a national animal identification and traceability system is to be rolled out as part of measures to tackle Prader larceny. Under this program, every single head of cattle will be tagged and virtually issued a passport. The passport will contain critical information about the animal and will be mandatory for the movement of the animal. On that basis, the government is estimating that it will take 1 year to tag all 70,000 cattle under its national animal identification and traceability system.
So why does Jamaica need a national identification system? The most important thing is that we're able to trace our animals from farm to slaughter. And this is an important thing internationally, for food safety, for trade, for various reasons.
Senior veterinary officer in the veterinary division at the ministry, Dr. Candice Phipps, says tagging will be done in what is called a sweep fashion. This is from parish to parish.
With the help of RADA, we'll be able to do this and move along until we get the whole process complete.
Dr. Phipps says the National Animal Identification and Traceability System will improve animal health and production.
We'll improve our animal health. As it relates to the veterinary services, we'll improve our surveillance in terms of being able to establish presence and absence of diseases. Animal production will be improved as well.
Farmers can also look to reap benefits associated with the initiative, such as increased access to international market and consumer confidence.
If the consumer can convince that regardless of where they buy a piece of meat in Jamaica, that beef has been subjected to a traceability system by the competent authority from farm to slaughter.
The Ministry of Agriculture is seeking full compliance with the procedure.
We want to have 100% compliance, will be completely funded by the government of Jamaica. So the farmers will not be asked to pay for the tagging. But in subsequent years, there will have to be some kind of cost recovery system, and that will be developed as we go along.
Senior veterinary officer in the veterinary division at the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dr. Candice Phipps. Measures will be supported by legislation such as the Animal Diseases and Importation Act. Tagging is mandatory for all cattle owners. The proverb for this morning is, Hanina lion mouth, take time take you out. Translation, when your hand is in the lion's mouth, take your time to take it out. This means that you're to be careful when freeing yourself from difficult situations.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
That's where we end this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, please feel free to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or becoming our friend on Facebook. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie for producer Evadne Brown, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.